USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The United Nations is expected to take some form of action when they meet this week over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield on NBC's Meet the Press discussed the tools they can use against the Kremlin.
We can isolate them. We can isolate them in the United Nations. We can isolate them in U.N. specialized agencies. They are feeling that isolation.
She says a vote on a resolution in the U.N. General Assembly could happen as soon as Wednesday. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations, and the European Union has taken more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. More than half of those polled by NPR, PBS, and Marist panned the job that President Biden had done in his first year. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.